listener production.
Good morning, it's Ibanez Taylor with your local news briefing. The Mount Isa City Library is turning 50 years old, with celebrations beginning today to mark the milestone. The council facility located on West Street started all those years ago when a group of residents and employees from the Mount Isa Mines sought to fund a library pot on their own. Deputy Mayor Kim Colan says it's now transformed into an iconic venue.
With Mount Isa's centenary, the library actually launched an online local history platform, and people could go on there and find old photographs of Mount Isa.
More than 460,000 people have downloaded the Queensland Digital Licence app since it was launched in November of last year. But not all businesses are on board. TMR says the digital licence is legally equivalent to the physical card under Queensland law, but some businesses will still only accept it for certain transactions. Nonetheless, Transport Minister Bart Mallesch is labelling the rollout a success.
We're seeing more than 1,000 new users every day with Queensland's first digital licence. It's convenient, safe and very user-friendly. You can now even use your face or thumb to open the app.
And a blanket bail ban for DV offences is not the answer to Queensland's domestic violence crisis. That's according to a former police officer. Bail laws are now being questioned across the country after the death of a New South Wales mum who was allegedly killed by her former partner while he was on bail for alleged rape and intimidation. It says Queensland recorded nearly 6,000 breaches of domestic violence protection orders in March of this year. Around 1,000 of those were in the Mount Isa region. Former Detective Inspector Terry Goldsworthy says our jails wouldn't be able to keep up with the influx of people on remand if a bail ban was put in place.
Yeah, look, it just wouldn't work. I mean, the jails would fill within probably a couple of weeks, and you'd have them full of people on remand for DV-related offences.